Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft.
You know, we can put a man up in space, but sometimes we can't talk to each other around the corner because the technology's so funny. Hello, this is Mark Webber. This is the Davabet Welsh Premier League podcast. This time last week, I was sitting in a hotel in Dubai at 2 a.m. in the morning watching the Holyhead Hotspur Twitter account tell me that they'd beaten Bangor City. This week, I'm struggling to put 50 pence in the meter to speak to Jonah. I promise we'll get a hold of him. We'll promise we'll get his thoughts on the previous 7 days of action. And looking ahead to the start of a busy Christmas period, we'll also have reaction from Rill, TNS and Gap Connors Key, amongst others. Also, look, Christmas is coming up. Looking for those last-minute presents? I'll have a scout round some of the club shops and see if there's any bargains out there. And finally, Bazza, our mystery customer, the seven-foot giraffe, makes his last report before the end of the year. Which North Wales football team has he been to see, and which one gave him a little bit of trouble at the start? An unhappy mystery customer? Well, it has a happy ending, and everything with Jonah Jones has a happy ending. We can press the right button now, and we can say, Jonah, come in, Jonah. Ground control to Major Tom. What was your moment of the week?
Well, most probably the moment or the result of the week. It's not a great result for one of my old clubs, but Gap Connors Key seem to be really getting into form now. I'm pushing, you know, to be a solid contender for that top six spot. A 5-0, you know, demolition of Port Talbot is a big result. You know, I'm not over the moon to see that because, as I said, you know, I hope the Steelmen get a bit stronger and come back when they got their full squad with them. But that was a big result for Gap Connors Key, and what an improvement over the last 6 or 7 weeks since it managed to turn around. That is the moment of the week. Gap Connors Key 5, Port Talbot Town 0.
Well, yet again, the weather tried to have its way, didn't it? And we got a couple of postponements. Let's talk about the games that did happen. Connors Key Nomads routing Port Talbot 5-0. Let's hear from Director of Football at the Nomads, Andy Morrison, on that game.
The lads are, some of them are disappointed because, you know, we've had 10, 12 good opportunities today, you know, and to be fair, we've taken five, but there's a lot more chances there for us today. I thought their keeper was outstanding at times. And John Danby's made a save at a very important time at 3-0, start of the second half, you know, and then you think after that maybe it is your day.
Well, Jonah, we've heard Andy Morrison's positive analysis about what Nomads did, and all praise to them for taking that result, but let's analyse the Port Talbot performance in all of that. Where did it go wrong?
Yeah, the Port Talbot performance has to be disappointing. You know, the 5-0 thumping they received from Gap Connors Key. But I know Andy Dyer, he's still upbeat. And when he got all his players back, he has every reason to be upbeat because I know they've had bad luck at the moment. Stephen Cann, their goalkeeper, is out with an hamstring, so they've had to use a young goalkeeper, Conor McFendon, who, by the way, I spoke to Andy Dyer and he said he did perform really well against Gap Connors Key. But, you know, they've got the likes of Luke Bowen back fit properly, Liam McCreesh back in the squad. I'm sure when they got their full squad out, they will, you know, they'll sort things out down at the Gem Quick, and they'll come back to good form. I have no doubt, you know, that they may be near the bottom at the moment, the Steelmen, but when Andy Dyer gets a full squad together, I don't see them hanging around the bottom three for long.
What a shock result it was at Park Hall. You see, Aberystwyth went there the week before in the Welsh Cup and got roundly beaten. They go there in the league and they pull off a 1-1. Chris Venables getting the equaliser after Matty Williams scored for TNS in the 8th minute. Let's hear from Matty Williams about his goal first.
Yeah, we had a few chances to be fair, especially first half as well. We probably should have been a little bit more clinical, a little bit more ruthless, but it wasn't to be tonight, and we'll take it on the chin. And they came and played a different system today and pressed us a little bit higher with a diamond in midfield. So it caused us a little bit of a problem, but we were getting out all the time, especially with Spence and Jamie that side. And again, I think we could have been a little bit more ruthless in front of goal first half, but it wasn't to be.
Jonah, the unpredictability of the Welsh Premier League displayed in one single result, in my view. Look at that. They lost in the cup. They go back the week after. They draw 1-1. I remember that the Davabet odds for that game last week, if they'd won it, Aberystwyth, were 12-1. That shows you how unexpected even a draw was. I've got to say, it says to me a lot about Aberystwyth's stamina to grab a point. It says a lot about Chris Venables' ability to score. It says to me that Aberystwyth, if they eked a couple of more results, they're right up there again.
Aberystwyth got a great draw at TNS. I mean, it's funny that TNS are 9 points clear most probably at the moment, but they've had three home draws this season, which is usually more than other seasons. But it's a fantastic result for Aberystwyth last Friday evening. You know, they went there the previous week in the Welsh Cup and they were defeated 3-0, and it was a resounding success. So, everybody thought Aberystwyth were on for another hiding. Well done to Ian Hughes. Well done to old Golden Boot again, getting the equaliser, Chris Venables. It was a massive point for Aberystwyth, and it will just keep them clinging on to the tails now of six-spot Newtown. Aberystwyth still have aspirations to get into the top six, but there is a gap opening up now. I think there's a five-point gap between sixth and seventh place for the first time this season. But a big point for Aber, and that'll give them hopes of still securing a top six place.
Well, Rill do like a draw, don't they? And especially against Airbus. They did it again last weekend, 0-0 with them. Here's Gareth Owen talking about how perhaps it's now leading to be more than a draw.
We aren't where we are, where we want to be, should I say, in the league. We're going into games now, though, with a different mindset from maybe 2 months ago. You can see the group are sort of growing as a group. We just need to get some points on the board now and make sure we're in the position that we want to be. Not that we deserve, because no one deserves to be anywhere in any league, but certainly where we feel we could be.
Well, Jonah, any other league in the world, the amount of draws Rill have had, it would surely be enough to keep them out of the relegation zone. But, you know, this is the Welsh Premier League. It's a tough old business. You must feel sympathy for Gareth Owen's boys, but they really need to think of something to get them more wins now. How is that going to happen?
Yeah, Gareth Owen, you know, obviously he's got them organised again. Five draws. Football can be a funny game sometimes, you know. When you're in that sort of run, you could be top of the league, you could be bottom of the league. Five games, five draws against good teams as well. One chance either way, they could be in the top three. One mistake the other way, you know, they could be where they are now. But I'm sure Gareth Owen will think his luck will change. They've showed, you know, they're a solid team. Five draws in a row doesn't make you a bad team, but I'm sure Gareth Owen will look for that bin out from his boys to just climb away during this period from the relegation spot. It's been a long time since they've had a victory, and maybe a victory this weekend, you know, we'll get the spirit back in the camp and they'll come buzzing again. But they're not, like I said at the start of the season, and I still stick by what I said, I don't think Rill will be relegated. It puts more pressure on people, you know, to then say, I know the question will come up, who do you think will be relegated then? We'll speak about that another time, but I think Gareth Owen and the Rill team have enough quality to avoid relegation from the Welsh Premier League.
And the chase is still on for that second place. Llandudno winning again against Carmarthen and Bala beating Bangor in the rearranged fixture. Jonah, Bala have got quite a few games in hand though over Llandudno. So they shouldn't be worried about that extra gap or that point difference that we see at the moment.
Well, I think the gap is 5 points. It may be 4 points after last night's draw between Bangor City and Bala. You are a night game playing away. Bala took a point from Nantport, which usually is a good point. But MBI Llandudno, they had a 4-2 victory last week. They're at home to Port Talbot this week, which they fancy a victory of. So all Alan Morgan can keep doing is keep producing the goods. And at the moment, he is the manager who is producing the goods. So who would bet against them coming second? There's a long way to go yet, because after the next three or four fixtures, what people have to remember then, the top six play each other then, so there's 10 fixtures. They will be top-class fixtures. And to stay in second spot, I would imagine you'd have to win 5 out of 10. So there's a long way to go. But Alan Morgan's Llandudno might just be shading favouritism for that second spot, which would be absolutely fantastic for Llandudno Football Club.
Well, still to come, we want to make sure you're not mugged off this Christmas, so we've been doing some shopping around the club shop. And speaking of shopping, our mystery customer's making his final appearance before Christmas. Where's he been this time? MBI Llandudno, the new boys. Look out, what's he got to say about you, our 7-foot giraffe called Bazza. All that's still to come, but first, it's friends reunited at TNS. Carl Darlington's been for a little travel, but he's back at Park Hall and helping out to try and get them to win even more silverware. Let's hear from the man himself on why he's come back to TNS.
I left there 12 months ago, left TNS 12 months ago to Wrexham. I enjoyed 6 months at Wrexham and then obviously moved on from Wrexham at the end of the season. And then I've been pretty much doing nothing until now. And I've been like a caged animal, really want to get back on the pitch and start doing some coaching. So I was speaking to Craig in the summer about going back at the time, and I spoke to a few other clubs as well, in Wales and also in England too. And the timing wasn't really right for me, and obviously for my situation at that point in time with family, etc., it wasn't right for me to go back into it. And several opportunities that I'd done in that 6 month period. But I've enjoyed that stage and enjoyed this, 12 months being away from this sort of Welsh Premier League, but now I'm looking to get back into it. So I spoke to Craig Harrison going back about 4 weeks ago, which we agreed 4 weeks ago with the chairman, Mike Harris, too. And just been making sure the timing's right for me to come back in, basically.
Seems you can take the boy out of the Welsh Premier League, but not take the Welsh Premier League out of the boy. That was Carl Darlington there. Still to come, Jonah's got his view on who's going to win and who's not going to win this weekend. But first,
now, there's a lot of people in the Welsh Premier League who some people are scared of. Should be scared of this man. We've employed a mystery customer. He's going around every ground this season, having a look at what's going on and what it's like to be a fan at some of these matches. We've called him Bazza. He's a 7'6" giraffe. He's already been to Bala and he's had a nose around Newtown. Who's your victim this week?
Llandudno.
Oh, the new boys. When did you go there?
Oh, right at the beginning of the season, 22nd of August. Llandudno against Aberystwyth and Llandudno's first home match in the Welsh Premier League.
Oh, so you caught them at the start. Were they spruced up? Was the paint dry? Was the welcome good?
No. Where they were unfortunately caught on the hop, should we say. We again doubled it. Conwy Borough were just down the road at 2:30 against Mould Alexandra. Excellent game down at Conwy on a lovely little ground. And then a very short trip up to Llandudno. Parking is adventurous, should we say, at Llandudno. But we managed to find a spot and then trekked down to the ground to find long queues from the one open turnstile. We'd heard rumours at Conwy that Llandudno were expecting a lot of people there. And should that be the case, we would therefore have expected them to prepare for a lot of people. But it seemed like they hadn't. So we were faced with a very big queue to get through this single turnstile, with them shouting at us, no programmes. It seems that they'd only done about 30 programmes for a crowd that they had estimated was going to be in four figures. Work that one out. Once we got through the turnstiles, it became a lot better, although that was not a good first impression. Nice little club shop to the side, lots of people milling about, lots of familiar faces. And, of course, you then head for somewhere to eat, get a little something at the Llandudno tea bar, and then sat down to watch a game if you could find a seat, because it turned out that the crowd was around about 700.
It was a big crowd and it was their first game, and I suppose maybe they didn't expect that either, which is, in one way, I suppose it's great news. But talk us, you love your chips. What was the food like?
Food at Llandudno was okay. I can't really put my finger on anything specific at Llandudno. There wasn't anything that sort of leapt out and said, ooh, isn't this good? But, the chips are okay. But nothing to really write on about. I do have to say something about Llandudno's after-game service, though, and that is that the committee of the club are absolutely superb in how they dealt with disgruntled people who hadn't got programmes. And that is, took names and addresses in the club shop and took a couple of quid for the programme and a bit of postage, and everybody, as far as I know, has got their programme sent out to them later. It took a little while for them to reprint them, but we've all got them, and we're all very happy with that.
Well, those programmes would have been in demand because it was their first game, and that you wouldn't get that sort of service in the English Premier League either. They'd say, oh, well, programme sold out, tough luck, son, or go and order online 5 weeks later. So they made up a little bit for it, and I've got to say, my recollection of that first game, I think everybody's recollection of MBI's first game in the league, cracker, an absolute cracker.
Absolute belter on the pitch. Finished 3-2 to Llandudno, but it was a really, really good end-to-end game. Aberystwyth gave as good as they got. Llandudno delighted, obviously, to win their first home match in the Welsh Premier League. But it was a really cracking game on the brand new 3G at Llandudno. It's been in about 12 months now, but really excellent game. Great, great advert for the Welsh Premier League. And I tell you something, Scorio must have been really, really chuffed for that game.
Well, I think Baz of the Giraffe, it has set the standard. And actually, I'll ask you a question about Slander. No, are you surprised how well they've done this season?
I am, because I think it's a big, big leap. And I think that chasm is getting bigger between the Cymru Alliance / Welsh League and the Welsh Premier. And for a team to come in and do as well as Llandudno have done, you know, top marks. Because if you look at Haverford West, the other promoted side, they're struggling. But Llandudno, yeah, they've just really taken the bull by the horns. And good luck to them.
Yeah, I think that's good. And I think everybody's been loving the breath of fresh air that Llandudno have brought to the league. Look, Bazza, who knows where you're going to land up next? But if I were running a football ground in the Welsh Premier League, I'd be fearful of where you're going with your acerbic commentary on chips.
Well, I would just make sure that you've got the chips on, because we're coming to a Welsh Premier League ground near you soon.
Oh, big thanks to Baz of the Giraffe there for his report. I told you I'd have a happy ending, didn't I? He reliably informs me now, though, he's going into semi-retirement, but I'm afraid for those clubs that haven't been assessed yet, there's no escape, because he's got an Australian friend, see, called Bruce, the seven-foot kangaroo, and Bruce has already been to some Welsh Premier League grounds, and Bruce will be reporting back on this podcast after Christmas. Oh, I know you can't wait. I know you can't wait. Anyway, moving on, because there is the minor business of the actual stuff that goes on the pitch. Well, weather permitting, the way it's been in the past few weeks, there is a fixture due on Friday, 7:45 kickoff between the New Saints and Bala, weather permitting. Jonah, is this a New Saints in the bag, or are Bala going to see this as a chance to get back and close that gap now?
Well, again, it'll be two games in 4 days. They play Tuesday evening. I think it's the Friday evening game, isn't it? TNS and Bala. So that's two games in three days. It's always tough to play TNS, but especially when it's your second game in 3 days. But Bala are there, as we said earlier on in the podcast. They're still chasing that second spot. TNS may be, you know, looking for the home win because they dropped a couple of points last weekend at home. It's a big ask for anybody to go to TNS, as we always mention. But Bala, they came second last year. Second will be their target. And if they had to claim second spot, they may have to go to TNS once, twice in the top six as well, and get some points from there. So it's a big ask, but Caton and Shaughnessy will be trying their hardest to get a point from Parkall.
And then a raft of Saturday 2:30 kickoffs to look forward to. The first one that comes to mind, MBI Llandudno, scoring for fun, especially potent at home. But Talbot won't fancy that, will they, Jonah?
Well, it's a tale of two clubs at the moment. Like I said earlier on, the Steelmen have struggled a bit of late. But MBI Llandudno are flying, and they could open up again, get defeated by TNS the previous evening. MBI will be looking up to open the gap into second spot. They have nothing else on their card now, MBI. They're not in the World Cup. They're not in the Welsh Cup. So everything they'll be concentrating on is getting points in their quest for a remarkable second slot. Poor Talbot, they have to go up, get together. I'm sure Andy Dyer, if he could say, we'll take a point from Landin. No, they're taking no. Big ask for the Steelmen, but I suppose Landin will be favourites for it and should take the 3 points, but don't count the Steelmen out yet.
And Aberystwyth against Bangor. How's that going to go, Jonah?
Most probably these are the two teams you can... We said about inconsistency over the season. Bangor have produced some magnificent performances and then knocked off a week later. Abba, most probably exactly the same. Abba have gone last week, got a point at Park Hall, where it's the hardest place to play in the league. So you'd say favouritism was for Abba. But Bangor seem capable of producing surprise results, as they have all season. Abba, if they're on form, should start as favourites, you know, and should claim the points to close the gap on sixth spot Newtown. But you can never work out what Neville Powell and his Citizens are going to do. If they play to their potential, they could steal an away victory. If Ian Hughes' Aberystwyth play as well as they did last Friday evening against TNS, you'd say Aber would steal the victory.
Newtown against Carmarthen. Newtown had a game postponed. Carmarthen played, didn't get the result they wanted. How's that one going to go, Jonah?
Yeah, this again is another gigantic game, because Newtown will see if they can get a home victory, they'll most probably dispatch Carmarthen from catching them for a top six slot. So this is a big game. You know, we've gone on about mini cup finals all season, but I know Mark Hazelwood and his Carmarthen team will look to go to Newtown and get the 3 points to stay on the tails of Newtown. But I think if Chris Hughes' Robins get a 3-pointer here, they could have dispatched Carmarthen from becoming top six contenders. So it's a big game now. These individual games now, they become almost little cup finals of eliminating top six and gaining top six. These are now right down to the wire games.
And you know, if Rill are drawing against Airbus, Haverford West must be thinking now, well, we need to win against Airbus, and we're playing them at home. But come on, Airbus doing quite well for themselves too.
Gigantic game again. I think Airbus defeated Haverford West a couple of weeks ago in the Cup 2-0. I think it may be Haverford West's first game since. So they'll be fit, they'll be ready. And the wing makers have been a little bit unpredictable so far this season. And so it's a tough game for both teams. Airbus will still be having hopes of finishing in a top two or three. And that would have been their, you know, at the start of the season, that would have been their aspirations. So they'll expect to go to Haverford West County and win. But Wayne Jones' men, as we've said before, they've had no luck in front of goals. If they can get it right in front of goals, this could be maybe the shock result of the weekend. The smart money says Airbus, but I'm sure Wayne Jones will get his forwards together and say, it's Christmas time. How about giving me a present and get me a couple of goals and 3 points?
And last, but by no means least, Rill. They got a draw against Airbus, as we've said. Connors Key Nomads, though, stuck 5 past Port Talbot last week. It's going to be a great Scotia game for you to cover, isn't it? But should Rill be worried that it will be going the same way for them?
Well, this is the live game on Scotia, 5:15 this week. It's a great game to have. I've said, both clubs, you know, Rill, they haven't won for 5 games, but they haven't lost for 5 games, so they'll be pretty confident. But the Nomads are the team of the month, definitely team of the month, showing, take MBI, Landinno out of the equation, and they're the team who've set the stall out in November, come December. You know, the Lily Whites need to win, as well as they've done that in the bottom two. And if they could get a victory against the Nomads, it'll be a brilliant victory for them, and it'll set their Christmas up, because it could be the first time since the early part of the season that they could climb out of the bottom two. What a present that would be for Gareth Owen. But what an away present it would be for the Nomads if they were to gain 3 points.
Well, thank you to Jonah for his wise words of wisdom as usual. He'll be back with me next week for the Christmas edition, oh yes, of the Davabet Welsh Premier League podcast. We're rolling out the red carpet. The A-listers are arriving. Well, Nicky John from Scorio will be on. That's A-list enough, isn't it, surely? We'll be looking forward to a bumper weekend of Christmas work. And also, before I go, because it's Christmas, mustn't forget, I have been doing some Christmas shopping for you, been looking around to see where the best bargains are in the club shops. I focused on mugs, and I found out the bargain mug, Bala, £3.50 for a Bala mug in the club shop, whereas in Bangor, £5. Everything's more expensive in manga, though, isn't it? See you next week. Bye.